Good evening, Terry. I own a motel. That's important to you. And you'd be welcome to spend the night one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Oh, it burns! Oh, it burns! And I'm the devil.
It is hot and humid. All right, so here we are, Lori, Maggie, and Wayne, which is me. Our post-credit roll movie review of Lights Out. So what'd you think overall? Now, you saw the shorts, right? We all saw the shorts. I saw the shorts.
Yeah.
Everybody saw the shorts.
What do you think?
Everybody.
Multiple times. Yeah, I've watched it a couple.
Yeah.
I was pleased that the scary shadow didn't get less scary throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you, like in, what was the last movie with the nun lady?
Oh, yeah. Conjuring 2.
The Conjuring.
Right.
You saw her so much that she was, like, way less scary at the end. Like, you could look her in the face.
Absolutely.
But in this movie, I was still, like, covering my eyes.
Yeah. Like, there was one
the
part
whole way
through.
I didn't even know what happened. Yeah. I asked Lori if she had seen, because I was like,
I admit, I kind of caught a brief second, and now my eyes are gone.
I didn't see anything.
Like, what was the other movie that it was Paranormal Activity 4.
Three or four,
yeah.
The one with the fan, yeah.
Right, and the girl turns around at the end. I finally saw what her face looks like at the end, but in the theater we had no idea. Had no clue.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like this. They had
right.
a lot of jump out scares.
You did a good job
yeah.
with that. Because I'm
stayed,
still terrified of her.
Yeah, at the end, that one was good. And I was scared that it would get less scary because she was just a shadow.
Right. But it was, I don't know. They still had good effects with
fucking
the light
horrible.
Off and on.
Yeah.
That was
right.
Good.
So that took a lot of creativity, especially with the gunshots and so
the gun
muzzle
shot?
Fire.
Oh,
that
I
was kind of
like,
cool.
I was like, that was such a great effect when the light was popping off and then you couldn't see her. I was like,
creepy.
I'm sure the backstory held up a whole lot. You kind of got the idea of it, but you just basically get the shit. So just skin well, so she just combusted.
Yeah,
in the chair.
That's a little
wiggly. Yeah,
and I'm not sure the connection between the mother and Sophie was the mother.
They sort of made it seem like that, okay, so the whole thing was, she was,
in the mental institution.
Had special powers, is what
yeah.
they were inferring. That she had special powers and
they
made her dad
her
kill
head.
Her.
Oh, that's right. So she had...
And then she finds
she was
a
freaky
child
right.
who, you know, needs a friend.
Needs, yeah.
And, you know, uses her whatever psychic powers to hitch a ride, I guess.
Oh.
It was a little loosey.
Yeah.
It was a little loosey-goosey. I really liked the fact that they had the lady who was in the... Who was in the short?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very beginning.
Because she looked good. She did a great job. I didn't know where she was from.
Right.
Because she didn't talk in the short.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things. I know that. I always think it's hard to do a full length feature out of a
short.
And it was short, because the short was so damn good.
I was going to say, they did a really good job all the
yeah.
way through this.
Because
yeah. it was a full length from a very, very short.
Now,
not even like Babadook, which was a
right.
long short. You know, that was a real, this one was like 20 seconds or whatever.
Right.
Of
and
a short, you know.
I think, I agree, I think it was Fear, no, it took a right. It was Fear Mags that gave the review. And again, the creature in the short was way scarier because it was
person,
brief.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a real skinny, scary,
and had the big face.
Person.
And it had, but it had like the big eyes and
the
big
long
thing.
Fingers.
And yeah, and she didn't disappear when she turned the light on that last time.
Because of the black light.
No, I meant in the short.
Oh, yeah.
In the short,
yeah,
remember? She turns
it.
The light back
yeah.
on, it's like, ah, and you're like,
yeah.
ah. So in here, they kind of made it to where the
she
light...
She had to stay in the dark.
Yeah.
She wasn't and just using it.
The face was kind of like an old lady face. Kind of I a scary old lady this, face.
And not in the short. It wasn't an old lady. It was like in a the kid short, face. Yeah. Like, all stretched out, though.
Yeah.
But... I liked the length of the movie too. I don't think they stretched it out. I was gonna say if they like went past the night that they stayed at the house and tried to figure it all out, it would have been a little too long
for me. There's barely enough story to just.
Well, it's it was what
hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe yeah.
Because it started at 7. It's 8:30. Yeah, hour and a half.
So that wasn't bad.
I thought it was perfect.
I like the boyfriend. I thought was a good character. He reminded me of Apollo from Clash of the Titans, the actor that plays him. But
at least does.
He lived.
Yeah.
Right.
We totally thought he was going to die.
I really thought
he was going to die.
It was a touching moment. You know.
He was like a solid dude too. He didn't turn out to be a creepoid or anything.
He wasn't a jerk. He did the right thing. He was smart. He did the right thing.
Yeah. He was smart.
That never happened.
Run out of the house. Just out.
He ran out of the house and went and got the cops.
Yeah.
Never happens.
Right. Never.
Straight?
Let's go through Elmwood.
Okay.
Yeah, so they... Yeah, so we went... this is Thursday, 7 o'clock. It's summertime, so there's a lot of teenagers... In this. So at first it was a little dicey. I had to throw some M&Ms at some.
But I couldn't even stay quiet. Like the whole time I was like squealing. I was like, oh my God.
I'm not mad about that.
That was kind of fun.
That was fun.
That felt community.
Once they shut up, you know, and turn their damn phones off. Kids, if you're out there, if you're a teenager, shut your phone off and shut your yap. Shut your popcorn hole really, people. But once everybody did, it seemed like the movie engaged him pretty well, so then it quieted down, and then everybody was just reacting
into unison
to everything, which
was
pretty fun.
We were all like, oh,
oh no, he's totally gonna die.
He's totally gonna die. Like, no.
Yeah, or when he ran out of the house, we're like, oh, he's gone. Yep, he's totally gone. So yeah, I thought they did a good job with it.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I didn't have to do much. The creepy fingernails and the scratching and everything was unnerving.
Yeah.
Again, James Wan produced or executive produced or something like that.
I do think that the story was a little like you can't look at that story too hard. It's a lot like the monster itself. You can't really look at it in the light.
Right.
It's gonna disappear.
Yeah, that's
but in the dark it's good.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah, just breeze over the story like they did.
And enjoy enjoy the visceral effect of the movie, because it is, I think it's such a good kind of, it hasn't been done before really, that type of
just like the full on thing. Like
just going with the old school, you're afraid of the dark,
right?
Like that's when you're a kid, that's what you're afraid of. They pulled him under the bed and I was like, oh my God.
It was just like in Ghostbusters. Walks into that room. It's a whole room of
nightmares
right there.
Yeah.
I'm not going in there.
And go around. We're driving. Maggie's driving us back to our place. Apparently, she doesn't know.
I don't know how to get
your way back. There we go, that way. Oh my God. But yeah, I really. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Babadook. I think the Babadook was. The story was fleshed out a little bit better. It had a little bit more engagement.
But it had more of a... That was more of a short.
Right.
Like, the thing is that short was an actual story. The short that we're talking about that they made this movie from...
Had no background.
Literally a short. It was just a...
It was a concept.
Talked.
Two minutes of the light going on and off.
Yeah. Yes. And no one said a word.
No. And if you haven't seen it yet, we're going to leave the link on the show page.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's really, really good. And, you know, that's the thing. That short was scarier than... Been a lot of full-length horror movies I've seen.
Through the lights.
Yeah.
This
one?
There you go. And it was well, you know, that one's one straight.
Yeah, straight.
She's going to get us home, folks. She's going to get us home. I hope. So, all right, I'd give it a theater or streaming or rental? What do you think?
I'd see it in the theater.
You know, if you can do it a matinee price, I like to go to the movies, so matinee price, I'd do it. Full price, I don't know.
What do you think, Mags? Do you have your friends go see it?
Yes, but I like scary movies at my house because you can, I don't know, I think it's scarier.
When nobody's in it, so aren't you going back to your house now and nobody's going to be there?
She just Shut up, moved. Dad.
I don't want to think about it.
Oh, she just moved into a new place with her roommates and they're all out of town. And now is the first night Maggie will be alone in the house.
Me and Diana.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Right? Oh, my God.
I, the whole time, I just wanted to be like, fuck you, Diana. You're a real bitch.
Yeah, you are not a good friend.
Yeah, you are a pretty shitty friend.
You're a shitty friend.
Friends don't do that to each other. And they don't try to kill each other as kids and husbands, either.
You're a shitty friend.
So, if you want to go see a really good shitty friend movie.
Right, yeah.
It's not the rom-com of the summer.
Right.
Yeah, so lights out. Go see it. And, yeah, so we're going to make our way home. This is it for the Necronomicast post-credit roll review. My name is Wayne.
Maggie.
This is Lori.
And we'll see you next time. Next time. Next time.
You've been listening to the Necronomicast, a podcast hosted by a bunch of bloodbags and produced by Brian Corey and Wayne Brecky. For show notes and other interesting information, go to the show page at necronomicast.com. And until next time, find something better to do with your time.